I'm Roseanne Levine, and this is my group Chakutuni with Perry Robinson, Rosie Hertline, Rosie Hertline, and Mark Wakey. The next piece is called The Hair of the Ancestors, and the idea that I had for this piece was a short section that I saw in a show about a Chinese tribe where the women, when they're 15 years old, have the hair of their ancestors woven into their own hair, and so their hair can sometimes be 7 feet long. And I just got to thinking about that, so, you know, I thought it was an intriguing concept if anybody finds that an interesting thought to think about. And so I wrote this composition, Hair of the Ancestors, after I thought about that and used a pentatonic scale to suggest the Chinese element.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thunder Talks. Just trying to evoke the wind, rain, earth, sky, voices of the American Indians to help us in these crazy times. Know there's something that endures beyond the present moment. Now we'll do lying in bed, moving through space. And that's a song that I thought about while in the summertime when the windows are open and we hear the noises of people talking and the garbage trucks and all the sounds outside, and they're kind of inside our head and outside our head, and we don't know kind of the membrane between us and the outside disappears, and there's a sense gradually as we're falling asleep that there is still this this level of inside-outside permeability. So it's a suite in four movements, kind of about the different changes we go through as we're lying in bed and moving through space and imagining the different places we go to in our dreams.
Body.
I don't know about that. I don't know.
Well, that's a new sound. What the hell is that?
Thank you.
The next piece is called karakia, and that's the Maori word for incantation. I read a really interesting myth about called The Stolen Wife, about a woman who was so beautiful that the fairy king came to her garden and was singing, disguised himself as the forest, singing forest bird called a tui, and sang so beautifully to her that she burst into tears, and he enveloped her and took her up to his kingdom for a year. She was enchanted at his fairy kingdom. The singing of the fairies and the sounds of the fairy birds and flutists enchanted her for a year, and her husband, a fisherman, was looking all over for her and went to the shaman of the village called a Tohunga to see what had happened to his wife. And she, the Tohunga told the fisherman, Ruwangi, that his wife was taken by the fairy king. And the Tohunga said to Ruwangi, "What does your wife love most of all?" And he said, "The sounds of the birds, that she knows every bird by the sound of their song." So the Tohunga said that he would seek for the wife, and when he found where she was, he did a karakia that drew the wife back to the world, and then she slowly came from the fairy kingdom back to her husband, all from the sound of this incantation. And the sounds of the, he did an incantation, the Ngiru bird, that's a great name, the lovebird, the forest lovebird. So we would like to recreate the sense of a incantation that could bring someone from a non-human place back to Earth.
Thank you. you.
Thank you.
Brian Levine.
Totally free improv.
Yeah. Like the other stuff, wasn't it?
I'm
Mark Whitecage. Robinson. And I'm Roseanne Levine.